number 12,505, Michael and Teresa Burrell seeks variances from the corner front setback for proposed structure, section 115-25 and 115-182 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the northeast corner of the Woodland Circle and Holly Court intersection within the Angola Bay, Angola by the Bay subdivision. The 91 address is 23026 Holly Court, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is 234, map 11.20, parcel 365. The applicants are requesting a 5-foot variance from the 15 corner front setback requirement for proposed steps, a 7-foot variance from the 15 corner front setback for a proposed screen porch, and a 5-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front setback for a proposed deck. There's zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
The applicant before us this evening?
Yes.
Yes.
Please come forward and be sworn in.
Stay at the podium. Let's try to keep our distance. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, Michael Philip Burrell, 23026 Holly Court, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Thank you.
Teresa Burrell, 23026 Holly Court, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
And do both of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
That's correct.
And if you have any exhibits or any exhibits, you just give those to Ms. Norwood to your left. Thank you.
What brings you here this evening?
We're applying for a variance on our property.
Okay, so there's 5 criteria for granting a variance. Could you convince us of those 5 things?
Yes, I will try.
Okay.
The first is a unique property, and the reason we are here, because the lot is very irregular and narrow. We are requesting to build a 6x34 deck from foundation, front door on Holly Court to the screen porch on Woodland Circle. The porch will approach 7 feet into the 15-foot setback because of the sharp angle of the lot. And do I keep going?
You keep going.
Number 2, cannot otherwise be developed, and we, with the sharp angle of our setbacks, cannot be placed porch within setbacks. Number 3, not created by applicant. The exceptional difficulty has not been created by the appellant. We were unaware of the setback was that extreme of an angle. We thought a porch could be built. Number 4, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The screen porch will not extend past the sidewalk, which is already next to our house. And number 5, the minimum variance. The porch, if approved, will not approach on the entire setback, only half of the covered porch.
Okay. Did you have the house built?
Yes, we did.
And when the house was built, why didn't you do the porch then?
We didn't want them to do it, the builder, basically.
Okay. But you didn't explore the idea of how it would fit on your lot when you did do the porch?
We had no clue that we were, yeah, because the way the house was.
We didn't realize it was that, you know, it's like, the porch would be like a triangle, half the triangle will fit on, and the other triangle part doesn't.
Right.
So we didn't realize, you know, how extreme that angle is.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board?
Yes, ma'am. For
Mr. Whitehouse, the survey that I'm looking at shows the wraparound porch. Do we have a variance need for the wraparound?
Pass this one to Mrs. Norwood to answer.
Yeah, just on that same side, that woodland circle, on the other side where Holly Court, they can encroach 5 feet with an open deck, so they're going to comply.
Not necessary. Though.
Right.
Okay. And then to the Burrells, the question, the distance, and I tried to figure it from the pictures, from the property line, where is the sidewalk and where is the road in relationship to the porch that you wish to build?
Okay, is this by drawn up here?
Yes.
Yeah,
Well, it doesn't show your house on there, right. So those are older pictures. We have in our packet the survey and plot plan of your property and how it's laid out.
But maybe if I could ask it this way, from your property line to the road, is there grass area?
Yes.
Do you know about how much grass area between the property line and the road?
On the road, we're going to be pointing the screen porch. It's like over 30 feet to the sidewalk.
Yeah, just from the road to the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Right.
And the screening porch is going to be on, obviously, the house side of the sidewalk.
That's correct. It's going to be where, if you've got pictures of our sidewalk.
It's going to be
everything's going to be inside the sidewalk area.
Okay.
It's not going to be outside the sidewalk.
Right.
Thank you.
Is that the deck, too, will be inside the sidewalk?
That's correct.
Right.
There's a garage on here and a proposed driveway. You understand that will be, if you go through with that. This isn't on here. This isn't part of the application, but you would be within the setbacks.
On the driveway itself?
Proposed driveway.
Right.
Not the driveway, but the garage that you have on here. But what we are dealing with tonight is just the porch and the wraparound porch.
Okay, get back to the garage. It's already on our property.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't
understand. It was built with the house.
Oh.
But it's detached, so they allowed it to be
It's okay.
Foot.
It is. Right, it's already there.
Okay.
Madam Chair, the detached garage complies with the setbacks and has been permitted.
5 feet.
Correct.
That's correct.
Due to the size of it. It's under 600 square foot.
Oh, okay. Any other questions?
I do.
Mr. Williamson?
Any steps going to be involved in this protruding out further, closer towards Woodland Circle?
No.
No, it'd be...
No. They're going to be towards our driveway, the steps, not towards Woodlawn.
It'll be...
That's... Survey shows the corner. Yes.
So the steps will be inside the sidewalk also.
Right.
So steps for the actual wraparound? For the wraparound? You're referencing, or are you referencing the Florida room?
The steps from the Florida room, right.
Are they coming out towards your driveway, you said?
That's correct. At the end of the screen porch.
Do you know about how far they're coming out?
Three foot.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, no problem.
Any other questions?
The Homeowners Association, have you got Homeowners Association approval?
Yes,
we did. We got that before we put the applicant here. Yeah, they have already approved it.
Well and septic?
We got city water.
Yeah.
Okay. And septic?
City sewage. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any concerns about the visibility at that intersection of Holly Court and Woodland Circle from this, these structures that you're aware of?
No.
And I just want to come off of Mr. Williamson's question. You indicated that the steps would project approximately 3 feet off the rear of the screen porch towards the driveway.
That's correct.
And can you, I was just wondering if you could perhaps show that?
Can I come over?
Yes, that's fine.
It's, that'll be, this is our driveway here. These steps will be coming down right there.
So they would run parallel to Woodland Circle?
No, Woodland Circle's over here. They would run parallel with my driveway here.
Well, but if Woodland Circle's going like this, is it going like this as well?
That's correct.
Okay. Is it your understanding that they will be within the building setback, or will they project out into
They might, because this is 7 foot here,
mm-hmm.
This corner, they may touch the setback. I'm not sure.
Okay. Do you have any idea how wide those steps are going to be?
They're going to be a 3x3.
Okay. All right. And then, are you going to have any steps projecting off the front of the house or that front deck?
We got steps that are already there from the builder, mm-hmm. and what they're doing is they're going to go, just come out with a deck on the steps.
So there won't be any further?
No.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
No other questions? Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition of the application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application?
If there's anyone on this call that would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have one caller that would like to speak. Caller, your line is unmuted. Please state your name and address.
Hi, this is Anna Floor. I'm an employee with Sussex County, and I'm calling in to check the line.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions?
Anyone on this call that would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, we have no callers that wish to make comments.
Thank you. No other questions? I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12,505 for the Burrells. I believe that the property has unique physical conditions. I believe that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
We have a motion and a second and a third. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, your application is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.